On this third Sunday of Easter, we continue hearing in our gospel readings about the appearances of Jesus after the resurrection. And invariably, whenever Jesus appeared to his disciples, his greeting to them was, "Peace be with you." Jesus offers peace when he appears to his friends. We might ask the question, why? Why is this the greeting of the risen Jesus? Well, certainly because his disciples were afraid. Think that all of them abandoned him except for John. So maybe they were afraid that he was coming back to exact some sort of revenge on them. They had absolutely no idea what the resurrection meant. They had no basis to understand what it was all about. And they simply didn't know what was going on. And whenever we don't know what's happening, we tend to be afraid. So he greets them as a friend would greet you. "Peace," he says. So that they know that they're not in trouble. That something wonderful, truly wonderful, is happening. St. Luke records it, I think, with a great phrase. He says that they were incredulous for joy, meaning that they were kind of excited, but they didn't quite know what was going on. But yet that joy was sort of dawning in their lives, thinking, coming to know what the resurrection was. And Jesus then, to prove that it's him, shows them his scars from the crucifixion in his hands and his feet. And then he eats a piece of fish to show them that he's not a ghost, that it's really him. But yet he has been transformed. He has been glorified. So what does this mean for us? Why is the resurrection of Jesus important in our lives? The first reason why it's important is that the resurrection was a real event. Jesus rose from the dead on the third day after his death, and he appeared to his disciples over 40 days before he ascended into heaven. Many people today don't believe in the resurrection. Even some Christians don't believe in it. They say it's a metaphor or a coping mechanism of some sort. But that's not the biblical evidence. We have all of these appearances of Jesus after the resurrection, but then we have the preaching of the apostles. In the first reading today, we heard a great sermon by St. Peter from the Acts of the Apostles. He says, "The author of life you put to death, but God raised him from the dead. Of this we are witnesses." Peter and the other apostles went from their fear to becoming witnesses of the resurrection of Jesus. You see, Christianity would have been a non-starter if Jesus hadn't risen from the dead. No one was going to follow the teaching of an obscure Jew crucified by the Romans. The resurrection was real, and it proved who Jesus was and is. Secondly, the resurrection will be a real event in each of our lives. Every Sunday, when we pray the creed at Mass, we say, "I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come." The resurrection of the dead will be a real event in our lives. We are made in the image and likeness of God, and at our conception, God gave us the gift of life. He breathed life into our soul. Our bodies and our souls are a unity. God made them to be that way. Each of them affects the other. And this unity of body and soul will continue until the day of our death, when they will be separated. At the moment of our death, our souls will be judged. and they will go to heaven or purgatory or hell. And our bodies will be placed in the ground and await the last day, await the day of the resurrection when the Lord comes back. And on that day, what first happened to Jesus on Easter will happen to us. Our bodies will rise and be reunited with our souls. That is what we say we look forward to every Sunday. Our bodies will rise and be reunited with our souls, and we will be as God intended us to be, body and soul, in heaven with him forever, or, unfortunately, if we have chosen so, separated from him forever. This is the resurrection that awaits us, and our bodies will be glorified. We see in the scriptures that the risen Jesus looks different, acts different, but yet it's still him. Our glorified bodies will be different, but they will still be us. And that, my friends, is the third meaning of the resurrection. Our bodies matter. God gives us these bodies. They are how we serve him in this life. And they are how we will be with him forever in heaven. So what we do with our bodies matter. Our bodies are important. Of course, we know we have to eat right and get exercise and all of those things that are good for our bodies. But yet our choices, our moral choices, also will affect our eternity. What we do or fail to do with our bodies here affects eternal life. So when we examine our conscience, when we look at the Ten Commandments, and if we have a good examination of conscience, those questions that are asked about the commandments, those questions are asked because they matter, because our choices, while in this body, will affect our eternity. The state of our souls at the time of our death determines if we're ready to be with God forever, or if we have set ourselves against God and separated us from him. We all hope it's the goal of our lives that on the day of the resurrection, our bodies and souls will be reunited and be with God forever in heaven. But the choices that we make right now, here, will determine that destiny. You see, really, God doesn't choose heaven or hell for us. We choose it. Our choices show whether we're ready to be with him or whether we have separated ourselves from him. God isn't the supreme rubber stamp, just sort of sending people through. It's a decision that we make because God respects our free will so much. He would never go against it. My friend, St. John, in the second reading today, says that Jesus offered himself as an expiation for our sins. He offered himself as a sacrifice for us. And St. Peter told us that because of that, we should repent and be converted. We should desire to turn away from all of our sins and failings, and to live in the freedom of God's children. Jesus died on the cross and rose from the dead so that we can be God's sons and daughters right now and then be with him forever in heaven. Remember that the greeting of the risen Jesus is always, "Peace be with you." And Jesus speaks the same to us, "Peace be with you." There's no revenge. There's only an invitation to friendship with him. Jesus offers us today a greeting of peace because he desires that we leave behind all of our past failings and live with him to live in friendship with him right now and then forever in heaven.